Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
This is Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron on News Talk 580 CFRA.
TELUS is asking the CRTC for permission to add a 1.5% surcharge to the bills of customers who pay for their service using a credit card. And if they get it, Canadians who pay their cell phone bill with a credit card could be looking at an extra fee every month. This is if the regulator approves the proposal currently before them. I don't think this is going to go over so well with our audience, Danny, but we'll find out on the text board. Much like many people who are driving right now, and the highway closure is not going over well with them. But I did just get a text message on the highway from Brian and Russell who says, thank goodness I have the day off. The closure is huge. As a truck driver, I know. I've been listening. Good alternate routes in the immediate area not available. Time lost, gas wasted, sucks. But you know, Christy, infrastructure has to be updated. We're already way behind. And you can text in on that, or you can text in on this and tell me what you think about TELUS asking for permission to add this surcharge to customers' bills. Let's see what Ben Klass thinks, PhD candidate at Carleton University's School of Journalism and Communication. Welcome back, Ben.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Christy. It's good to be here.
How do you feel about it?
Sorely disappointed. Not much has changed with the way these companies operate in this industry. And I think this is just one of yet another reminders that we don't have enough competition to keep these companies honest.
At this point, when you've got a corporation that is that big, do they really need to take a surcharge for somebody that's using a credit card to pay?
I think the three telecom companies that control most of the market, that's Bell, Rogers, and TELUS, typically will take any opportunity they can to raise fees on their customers. And for the most part, they have the ability to do it because there's just really not much you can do. You know, I expect if TELUS is permitted by the CRTC to implement this charge, you'll see Bell and Rogers shortly following with their own similar charges.
Anytime in the conversation Bell comes up, I've got to mention that they are the company that is the parent company of this radio station. We're owned by Bell Media. My question is, though, it's like, are they going to get away with this? Because people are already, let's face it, pretty ticked off with the telecom companies. People do not want to pay more. We already pay so much. The notion that we would have to pay more, I think people are asking, are they not making enough profit already? Do you think this is going to go ahead?
You know, I really think that the CRTC, if it does indeed represent the interests of the public as it claims to, then it would... It would be a no-brainer to say that they shouldn't be allowed to do this. In previous years, there have been regulations brought in to simplify bills and to eliminate these types of line item charges on people's bills that are very frustrating. I think in recent years, we've seen them be very friendly towards the telecom, so I wouldn't be too surprised either to see them approve this request.
Would it not be a poor business strategy, though, to antagonize or to aggravate customers even further, potential customers even on the sidelines?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think under normal circumstances in a market that was competitive, it would be a bad decision. But, the competition mainly seems to be who can charge the most for mobile service in this country. With a company like TELUS, if they know that the other companies are going to do the same, which they typically do when they raise prices, they don't really have to fear people jumping ship.
Well, I appreciate the time. Thanks for popping on our show again, Ben.
Thanks for having me, Christy.
Ben Klass, PhD candidate at Carleton University School of Journalism and Communication. So many people are like Louise in Cumberland, Danny, where they're saying, we're already paying too much for cell phone bills. This is ridiculous. I think they're going to lose a lot of customers. I think they're going to aggravate customers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is not a good precedent to be setting because if one company does it, what about the other ones? Customers are not going to be happy, but if they can get away with it and there's not a lot of competition in Canada, then they probably will.
Oh, of course.
And they probably don't care.
It'll be a domino effect.
Samantha says we pay some of the highest rates in the world. This is ridiculous. Wow, you should see how many text messages are pouring in on this.
Yeah. Oh, this is always
this
a
and the road
topic.
Closures. People do not. Right now, if you say to people on anything, hey, you want to pay extra for that? Hey, on a regular day in, well, can we say regular times? Let's say it's 2019, pre-pandemic, pre-inflation at the level that it is right now. If you were to say to people, do you want to pay more? The instantaneous answer is no. Right?
Yeah.
It's just immediate. You don't have to think about it. No, I don't want to pay more. No, I won't. But now we're reaching a point where people are just in a desperate situation where they oftentimes, when they're going to the food bank, it's because they can't pay their heating bill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a choice between putting food on the table for their family so they can go to the food bank versus, well, what happens if you don't pay the hydro bill or the gas bill? It gets turned off.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, and it is, I'm sorry, it is not a luxury to be able to have an internet connection or a cell phone.
No, not
in this
today.
Day and age.
No.
This is not 2008. This is not a different time. We are in 2022. People need internet for their jobs, to perform their daily tasks, to go to university and college, to go to high school. A lot of the stuff is posted online. It is something that people need access to. And it's very expensive. Joe from Ottawa says, I'm a TELUS customer. I'm not very happy with this application to implement a charge to use my credit card to pay my bill every month, which they automatically do every month with me now. They should look at it as getting paid promptly and saving them have to hire staff or a third party to collect people who will not pay their monthly bill on time. If they get approval, I will simply pay it through my bank account at no cost to me. And I'll look at my other providers when my renewal comes up with TELUS. This is a lot of money. Mike Vanier adjacent says, this is robbery when you look at how many millions of wireless customers that they have. And one more person here is just saying, easy solution. Don't pay by credit card. Pay by debit or online. People want points and things for free by using their credit card. So Bill is saying, it's up to you. They're giving you the choice.
Yeah.
But it leaves a sour taste in your mouth if you're already doing it now and you're not seeing this charge. Why the change?
Yeah, it's just...
you're making a lot of money.
It's the idea of adding on more
not a small
charges.
Business.
Exactly.
You go to some small businesses, they say, oh, you know,
there's always...
could you pay not using the machine? Yeah. Could you just pay in cash? Different story.
But,
right?
Yeah. But these big companies are always adding on little service charges every so often. And then you start looking at your bill and you're just like, wait, I thought this was supposed to be $25, for example. And now it's...
oh, Caroline in Ottawa says, I didn't think about this. If you're on a prepaid plan like I am, you have no choice but to use a credit card. I think those with a choice should demand a paper bill. 416, we're going to take a look at your time saver traffic in a moment. I got Chris in Kanata saying, please remind drivers to utilize patience. Ottawa is already so bad for fender benders. Impatience leads to bad decisions. Get home safely. People, listen to Chris in Kanata. People were actually pretty good this morning. I didn't hear anybody laying on the horn. Nobody was flipping the bird or road raging. But that was this morning. So
yeah, we still got a whole day to go.
We got the rest of the commute. Couple hours here. So be patient, be kind. You're not going to get ahead of people, even if you do act like a jerk. When you're in gridlock, like downtown, and there's not a lot of viable alternate routes, I'm talking in the downtown core, you're not getting ahead of the pack.
No.
You're not going to get there any faster. So be nice about it.
You're listening to Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Black and orange stray cats sitting on a fence. With my tail in the air.
Straight cats. 423. Welcome back. My producer, Danny, I can tell, is exceptionally excited as a cat owner about the next segment.
I really pushed for this one.
You did. You didn't have to push too far, though.
No.
I was intrigued when she told me that the Cat Video Festival, Cat Video Fest 2022, is about to descend on the Bytown Cinema this weekend. And so we've got the owner, Daniel Dumois, on the line. Welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon, Christy. Thanks for having me back.
Cat Video Fest. So what is this? We round up the best cat videos from the internet and we show them?
That's about it. It's pretty exciting. It's something we did last year as well. It's a program that is curated and is shown kind of all over North America. And basically what Cat Video Fest does is they wrangle all the best, most interesting, funniest, quirkiest, weirdest cat videos and put it together in a nice little program for all the cat lovers to come check out.
Is this all the cat owners of Ottawa that are about to come to the Bytown, or is this just your regular person off the street who likes cats here and there?
It's a good question. Like it's quite different from
and
our
I my sister
program.
Is a cat person, so I'm allowed to say that. I'm a big dog person. I've got two dogs. I love all animals. But you know the quintessential cat person? They call themselves cat ladies. My sister has three cats. She is absolutely gaga for cats. She would go to this.
Yeah, I think it definitely appeals to a certain clientele. It's different than the kind of stuff we typically play, like the indie art films that typically would be playing at the Bytown. But this is something that's kind of really fun, and it definitely I don't know. It's just a good time. It's kind of like a party, and it's everybody who loves. Even if you're not a big cat person,
yeah.
it's kind of hard not to be charmed by, you know, these YouTube videos that get posted from time
mischievous
to time.
Mischievous cats.
Know.
Cats getting
exactly.
into trouble. Cats making messes. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I think a little bit of that, a little bit of cats just kind of doing things that make their owners feel uncomfortable. You know, there's just all kinds of, there's many ways that cats can make you laugh or you can relate to them. And I think anybody who has spent any time with a cat or as you say, knows cat owners can kind of understand the effect that these creatures can have on us.
Are you privy to the cat videos that are being featured yet, Daniel? Have you
seen
any of them?
I've seen a few clips.
Which one was your favorite? Can you describe to us the best cat video?
Well, I don't know if I want to spoil too much, but there's like, let me think. What was one that was interesting? I don't know. There's the classics where like the people come home and, you know, something is torn to shreds. And, you know, there's the ones where they're eating human food is always fun. Just seeing the cats eating off of people's plates, you know, that kind of stuff. That's those are the ones that I like because I don't know. I like seeing, pet owners get frustrated. And so that amuses
you just
me.
Like to watch the world burn. You love to watch the cats going after the furniture. Okay,
the cats will take over.
Right.
I've seen it in the tea leaves.
Okay, we've unleashed a part of Daniel's personality that we were not aware of. He likes to see the cat anarchy in the videos. How many tickets have you sold so far?
Oh, it's been great. It's definitely our hot ticket of the week. So I would suggest anybody who does want to come pre-buy tickets. We're definitely getting into like our half capacity, which is a lot for the Bytown, which is like 650 seats. It's and you know, coming out of the pandemic, that's a really really good attendance for us at the moment.
How have things been overall?
It's been getting, to be honest, it's been getting a lot better lately. We've had some pretty solid movies. And the crowds have been coming out. It's been nice this past month. It's definitely bouncing back, it feels like.
Best of luck tomorrow, Daniel.
Thanks so much.
Daniel Dumois, who's the Bytown Cinema owner, talking about Cat Video Fest 2022. I did not think that cats did the dog thing where they destroy items while you're gone.
Oh, especially when they're kittens.
Right. See, now I grew up with a cat, but it wasn't a real cat.
Okay.
Kind of like I have a dog that's not a real dog. It feels like there's just
yeah.
kind of a lazy woman trapped in an animal's body.
Mm-hmm.
I have one real dog, one that's not. But I had a cat growing up that wasn't really a cat. It was like a stuffed animal. His name was Oscar.
Okay.
He was quite overweight. He was very sweet. He drooled pretty much 24/7. And you could squeeze him like a squeeze toy and he wouldn't do anything. He
yeah.
never hissed. He never scratched at anyone. He never seemed to have any sort of keen sense of adventure. Except for the one time that he was let out by accident and was missing for 2 months, survived mainly on body fat, and came back and seemed, even though he had some animal bites, which he recovered from, he seemed relatively unscathed. He didn't really seem traumatized. He really didn't seem anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have much of a personality. He was just kind of a blob.
Yeah. See, I used
That's not a real cat.
No.
No.
Well, kind of, yeah. No, I used to not like cats at all because I had my aunt who had two cats and they were horrible jerks. They would just scratch and hiss and bite. And I was like, who would want to own a cat if this is what they're going to be
really
like?
You're really selling the cat video
I
festival
know,
right now.
But no, this has a good ending. But we just realized it wasn't fair for us to have a dog because our lifestyle just didn't correspond with it. Yeah. And so my parents convinced me when I was younger, okay, well, let's try for a cat. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine. We'll just try for a cat. And then we went to PetSmart when the Humane Society was adopting through there. And I saw an orange cat. And I was like, I want that one. And right away, the guy was like, listen, I heard you talking about how you don't like cats. So if you want a cat that's really good, the cat has to come to you. So he let out all the cats in the room for me. And that orange cat came to me.
And now that's the cat that's destroying your household.
No,
lives.
No, she was in my life for 20 years.
Oh, okay. And she was well behaved.
Oh, was she ever? She was the best cat. Her name was Rudy. We called her Rudy Tootie. And she talked. She would come outside with me. I'd put her over my shoulder, wear like a scarf, and she'd come to the mailbox with me, everything.
This seems like a real cat.
Yeah, she was fantastic. So it was hard when we lost her.
I had a blob.
Blob. Like there was a lot of belly going
on
there.
No, but this seems more like an animal.
Yeah.
My cat really just was like a stuffed animal that moved occasionally.
I taught her how to kiss too.
Again.
Yeah.
Seems a lot more intelligent.
Yeah.
4:30. Your news is coming up next.
You're listening to Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron on News Talk 580 CFRA.
4:40 on Ottawa Now. Welcome back. We're having a good time on Friday afternoon. Coming up on the show, a little preview of what we got in our last hour and 20 minutes. Matt Demers, Mr. Hollywood, will stop by. And we'll see if there's anything worth going to the movies for, aside from the Cat Fest, the Cat Festival. Danny?
That's the hot ticket.
Yep. Which, by the way, has now caused a lot of cat text messages to come in. Let me just pull this up. Ottawa Now, where we talk about local politics and apparently cats. Mike Vanier adjacent, who I know is a big dog lover, says, never trust a cat. They suck the souls of babies. That is scientific. I'd like to see your scientific evidence for that, but as a dog person, I'm supposed to agree with you. Another person here says, my cat growing up, we called Dog Cat.
Yep.
He acted like a dog coming to the door when you got home. He gave hugs. He barked at squirrels. This sounds like your cat.
Yeah.
And would go outside on his leash.
Yep. That was really.
I always marvel when people, like, I have one dog that's a real dog. The other one walks on a leash happily. But the other one is very stubborn. And sometimes we'll just sit down in the middle of the road. She's a bull mastiff. And we'll decide, I'm not going anywhere. And you can't move me because I'm 120 pounds. And you pulled her back when you tried to try. That did actually happen.
Yes, and she knows it.
Right. So when I see people walking cats, I'm astounded. That's impressive to me. Maybe they're food motivated. Are they food motivated?
They can be, but no, they just do it.
They just do it.
Yeah. If you train them while they're kittens, then it's
you just
normal.
Train the cat.
Yeah. You use a clicker or something.
There's a whole saying herding cats for a reason. Is there not? 4:43.
Maybe this will refresh your memory.
Flashback.
We were on a break!
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Yes!
I'll have what she's having.
Flashback Friday on News Talk 580 CFRA.
When I was at the cottage last weekend, one of my friends, who's very skilled at making homemade pizza, whipped up what he called his quick dough, which was amazing, better than, to be honest, a lot of pizza that you order in or go and get at a restaurant. So we were all very grateful that he made this at the cottage. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, out of the maze that is my mind, emerged a song that was a radio ad from when I was growing up. I was just thinking about pizza, and I don't know what goes on in this bird's nest that is my brain, but I started singing this song. Pizza Nova.
I forgot about
and
that.
I actually remembered the number 439-0000 Pizza Nova.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had Pizza Nova before. I had never thought about Pizza Nova until that moment. But he was whipping up pizza dough, and I just kept hearing in my head the Pizza Nova song over and over.
Pizza Nova.
Pick up the phone and call us. Pick up the phone and call us. Now, I used to listen to the radio a lot growing up. I love the radio. I still do. But I loved it growing up. And that ad and that song used to play all the time.
Yeah.
And so then I said, I wonder if I'm getting the number right. I punched it into my phone because my friend said, is that actually the number? Sure enough, called the Pizza Nova that was close to Muskoka. They were closed. And by the end of the weekend, everybody was singing the Pizza Nova song. Which leads us to our Flashback Friday. What is the food or fast food commercial that had a jingle or an ad that was so catchy, it lives rent-free in your mind forever? And somewhere out of the depths of your brain, something will emerge, like, for example, this ad for McDonald's.
McDonald's, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
Or this one for Subway. Maybe this one for Kit Kat. We used to actually sing that growing up.
Yes, and
we
it
had
was
a handshake.
Yes, it was.
Right?
That's back what I was doing while it was playing.
Yeah.
I didn't look like just some crazy person. Even though
I thought you were dancing, actually.
Oh.
I thought that was a bit of interpretive modern dance. I had no idea. But yes, all of these are really big. And the I'm loving it for McDonald's began in 2001. They had flagging sales. They felt like they really needed to boost their image. And then this ad agency came up with the little tune and the phrase, I'm loving it. And it was a big deal.
Yeah. And then Justin Timberlake actually came up with a song.
A song. I'm loving it.
A whole song for his album.
And then I think people think about this whenever they get a hot dog. We don't have that one. You can probably sing it, though. I wish I were an Oscar Mayer
wiener.
I don't even have to play that one because you know it. Then there's the Klondike bar theme.
For that chocolate-coated ice cream loaded, big and thick, no room for stick. What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Klondike. And then anytime somebody talks about coffee, there's this one.
Best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
And
this is my favorite.
This reminds me of the Austin
Yeah.
This reminds me of the Austin Powers movie.
Mama, baby back, baby back, baby back. Mama, baby back, baby back, baby back. Mama, baby back.
Chili's. Mama, baby back rib. Mama, baby. Chili's baby back rib.
Barbecue sauce.
Mama, baby. Chili's. Mama, baby back rib.
Mama, baby.
Chili's baby back rib.
Barbecue sauce.
I just
barbecue
always
sauce.
Think of the character from Austin Powers singing
Chili's
that.
Chili's baby back
in beats. The Scottish accent.
Yeah.
Right? Every time Eric Fox in the newsroom knows he just gave me the rock on sign. So text in and let me know. Pizza Nova was so prominent in my mind. Okay, this is the power of advertising.
This is not sponsored by Pizza Nova, by the way.
No.
No, if you're out there, reach out. Because I actually went to Pizza Nova at the end of the weekend, and we were sending our friends pictures from Pizza Nova because we had all been singing the song so much.
You'll get a friendly chow, because that's the way they'll greet you.
Pick up the phone and call us now.
Oh, Pizza Nova, pick up the phone and get a chow.
439-444-PIZZA-NOVA. Having a party up in here.
Wait for the woman. Go back. Wait till, listen.
That was exhilarating. It's like a whole opera,
right? Not done. It just kept going and going and going and going and going. And they really went for it with that ad.
Yes.
And it used to play all the time. All the time.
You could see why that became an earworm.
It's like a rock opera. They brought in a soprano.
Yes.
She's absolutely wailing in the background. The guy singing wasn't enough.
No.
They had to bring her in.
Yeah.
So we finally went to Pizza Nova on the way back. We got a quick slice for the car.
Was it everything you thought it would be?
I mean, it wasn't as good as the song. I think I just mainly wanted to go because of the power of advertising, but I did eat myself a Pizza Nova pizza.
Do we even have one around Ottawa?
No, we do not.
No, eh? Not anymore. Oh, wait, someone said Kellogg's Corn Flakes tune.
What's that one?
I can't remember that one.
I don't know what that is. Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Where a kid can be a kid, says Steve.
Oh, yeah. Pizza, pizza, jingle. 737.
11. Oh, that's a good one.
Pizza, hey.
Nice. Yeah, Shannon and Kanata, that's a good one. That I remember that. I always do. Frosted Flakes are more than good. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Coke did one in perfect harmony. That was a big one.
You're darn tootin'. I like Fig Newtons. Tom and Hawksbury says. When you eat your Smarties, do you eat the red ones last? Yes. And this person says, I'm a teacher. And this year I was singing the old Smarties song to my students. 4:50.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June.
You're listening to Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron on News Talk 580 CFRA.
I want to talk a little bit about Camp FIT, which is FFIT, Female Firefighters in Training, which is a really neat thing that the Ottawa firefighters do, the Ottawa Fire Services, with girls ages 15 to 19. They show them the skills needed for the job of firefighting. And joining us right now, I've got Sue Jones, who's a training officer and program director through this program, and joining us on the show. Hi, Sue.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This always looks like so much fun. How did it go this year?
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was wonderful. We keep saying that this year just seemed to be a little extra special, but it's always a wonderful week. So this year we had a lot of fun.
How many girls did you have as part of the program?
24.
Wow. Okay, yeah. And the ages 15 to 19. 15 is pretty young. They're able to do all of the activities.
They're usually the toughest ones to keep up with.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They just want to do more and more every day, and the end of the day comes, and they're the ones that want to keep going.
So they're chomping at the bit to get through. Yeah. I should have known. It seems like a really unique and exhilarating atmosphere for mm-hmm. them to be part of. Tell us about some of the exercises and the skills that they're going through.
Sure. So we definitely like to make sure that they're aware that we're not training them, of course, to be firefighters, but we are offering them an experience of what it's like to be a firefighter. So we go through the week kind of like we do our drill school. So it starts, you know, a little easier, and they learn about their PPE, so their protective equipment. So they get their bunker coat and bunker pants. They learn how to use an SCBA. They play a game called water ball, which is really learning how to handle a hose. And then as the week progresses, they do forcible entry, search and rescue. They climb ground ladders. They do vertical ventilation. They rappelled yesterday.
I saw that in the video.
Yeah, they put out a simulated car fire, and it just keeps going and going until Friday. They put all of the, what we call our bread and butter skills, they put that all together for a fire scenario. So they'll go in and put out, well, there's no live fire, of course, but they go in and put out a like an electronic box that glows, basically. It's a bullock. They pretend to put out a fire. We have theatrical smoke in the building. They do a search and rescue. And then they do a rapid intervention. So they pretend that there's someone in there that has hurt their leg and need help getting out. And in they go. So, and ventilation, of course, as well. So it's
yeah. And so are these young girls that are just interested in what it takes to be a firefighter? Or do you find often later that they end up being the next generation of firefighters, that they do grow up and they actually end up doing the job?
Well, this year we had, so we invite pre-service students, recent graduates, to come and help out, and they'll be in, you know, they'll be platoon leaders. So we have four platoons, and then each one of those platoons has a pre-service graduate. And three of our four pre-service graduates all did the camp previously. Three of our full-time firefighters that were here this week did the camp. So there's volunteer firefighters all across the province who've done this camp. So they definitely do continue on. And we're finding as we get further along, more and more of the young women who apply to come to camp really already truly want to be firefighters. So in the beginning, it was just more kind of interested and see what it's about. And now they come in, that's what they want to do with their life already. Between 15 and 19, they know this.
Wow. Well, I'm jealous. I had no idea what I wanted to do at that age. But this really has traditionally been seen as a male-dominated profession. Is it still that way in 2022?
Well, sure. I mean, it is prominently men, and you know, it probably will be prominently men for a very long time.
But is that changing? Have you seen?
Well, there's more and more women who are being hired. But the goal of this camp and the goal of any of our, you know, a lot of our outreach initiatives is just to make sure everyone knows that if they have the skills and abilities and willingness and ability to learn, that this is a job that they can do. So, you know, our numbers are indicative of who applies. So, you know, if we end up having 5 to 10% women in a class, then that's usually indicative of the number, you know, the percentage of women who apply. So we're getting there. There's definitely more women that are on the floor now. When I was hired, I think there was 11, and now we have just, you know, so 1%. And now we're almost 4%. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it is progress.
Sue Jones, I love this camp. I'm jealous of these young girls. This is so cool. 15 to 19, and there they are getting to learn all of these unique and new to them skills that they're hoping one day they'll be doing when they actually do the job. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Sue Jones, training officer and program director for Camp FIT, which is female firefighters in training at the Ottawa Fire Services. Really neat. Your news is coming up next.